Right now, as we speak, the 43rd annual Stolberg International String Competition is underway. There are 12 semifinalists performing on the half hour for a panel of judges until 4 o'clock this afternoon. Christopher O'Reilly, the host of From the Top, and his crew are also there to record a documentary feature on the Stolberg competition. Mr. O'Reilly will also be part of the finals concert tonight at 7:30 p.m. The six finalists will perform, and while the judges deliberate on who is to receive the gold, silver, and bronze, Christopher O'Reilly will join the finalists on stage to talk about their experience. I spoke to Christopher O'Reilly about how From the Top captures an event like this one for the radio program.
Well, we've done this kind of thing before, where we're covering a competition. We covered the Fish Off at Notre Dame a few years back. So it's really a matter of taking things in real time and putting things together with post-production interviews and basically trying to reformat our show so that we are sort of doing a sports telecast, really. Sort of, you know, really trying to promote the Stolberg. And of course, we've had several Stolberg participants on the show in the past, and I'm happy to say we have several From the Top alums in the Stolberg semifinals right now. And so it's really just a matter of refitting the show to promote this wonderful competition, and it's great work for young musicians.
For listeners who've never been to a music competition before, what is it like to attend one and see what's going on at a competition as opposed to, you know, a festival or a major series of concerts?
Well, it's best to do it sort of immersively. I know folks who have gone to all the Van Cliburn competitions, and so that involves days and days of listening to all the preliminary and semifinal auditions. And I think even an uninitiated music lover coming to a competition is pretty well informed by the performances themselves, as far as, you know, who one gravitates to. And sometimes it's a unanimous accolade, and sometimes each artist has its own sort of coterie of supporters. And I think, at best, you know, competitions are exactly that kind of forum where we're not looking so much to find out, you know, first prize winner, et cetera, and ranking people. We're trying to give these young artists a forum for presenting themselves and gaining an audience and a following as a result of that.
You have so much experience just simply talking to young performers who are still in their teens, preteens, and yet have just great talent and precocious ability. What are some of your secrets to creating a chemistry with a young person?
Well, when we do a program, we're learning a lot about the kids. I mean, we read a lot about their lives. We've got pre-interviews. I mean, before they show up in town, we are gaining insight into their life stories as they tell it. And so that gives us a lot of framework for reaction and interaction with the kids. It's also, you know, very important to be prepared in that fashion, because you can't really always rely, it's a bad idea to rely strictly on how I react to them or interact with them. It's more important to really get their story across because, you know, they're very different types of young musicians all across the spectrum. Some are very inward, some are very outgoing. So sometimes, you know, all they really want to talk about is the music, and other times all they want to talk about is, you know, Miley Cyrus or something. So you really have to, you know, be prepared and know their stories and know their backstories and interact with them on that basis. We are trying to show them in their best light.
Yeah. And, you know, doing your homework gives them the respect they they deserve and would respond to when you go to discuss them personally, you know. It's a lot better than just saying, what's your favorite subject in school?
Or something. I know. Yeah. Unless that subject happens to be something really often even happens, is fodder for good conversation. You know, sometimes that is a good question.
I'm drawn to asking about not winning a competition. How do you handle young competitors who really wanted to come home with a gold or a silver or bronze and just didn't this time? What can you tell them?
Well, there's a lot to be said for competitions as sort of greenhouses. I think from my experience, I don't think I learned as much in 7 years at the New England Conservatory of Music as I did in the few weeks that I spent at the Van Cliburn competition. Really listening to yourself very hard and listening to your competitors and respecting their point of view and respecting the level at which the whole competition is run. And I think that the kids go to the competitions, you know, they do it selectively. They're not doing it on a treadmill. And so I think a lot of them, you know, come back from that experience emboldened and encouraged and not disheartened. We have a fair amount of experience with exactly that kind of encouragement with our own show, because we've had kids who apply to be on From the Top and who, you know, I've talked to their parents, you know, they say, oh, my daughter, you know, didn't get in as a cellist. And they said, you know, they sent us a very nice letter and said, please apply again. And I said, well, that's, you know, it's not a brush off. We really mean it, because these competitions and, you know, competing for a slot on From the Top, are, you know, we want to be the springboard and we want to be the sounding board for the development of young artists. And so if a trumpet player at 11 years old is not quite ready to be on national radio, then they've got 7 years to reapply, and we encourage them to reapply. There's nothing that gives us greater pleasure than to have, you know, the interaction encourage our young applicants and have that, you know, come to fruition in an appearance in later times. So, yeah, because otherwise there's really very little other than their own teacher's studio for them to get a sense of where they stack up in the world at large. So I don't recommend, you know, doing a competition a week. I myself did all of my competing, I think, in the space of, you know, 2 years at the end of my college training. These kids, you know, have these opportunities as they happen, and they make the most of them. All of them come to our show and come to these competitions extraordinarily well prepared. And if they're unable to prepare at the level, you know, to which they need to aspire to win a prize at a competition, then, you know, they're, you know, the other great joy about our kids on the show is that classical music is just one part of their lives that they couldn't do without. And so they've got other options, you know, that even if they won first prize at the Stolberg, you know, they may be more interested in stem cell research. So you really don't know, you know, this is just kind of one essential part of their lives, but it's one of a manifold and a multivarious sort of set of interests that make up their lives.
On the other hand, do you also sympathize with the task that's set out for the judges themselves?
Well, I think, you know, judging a competition is pretty hard, but I think, you know, it's best to kind of leave one's own, you know, personal preferences at the door and look at these performances as, you know, as in with enlightened ears. I mean, to look at it from the standpoint of how well and how prepared this performance is, and not worry about, oh, well, I wouldn't have played it that way. I mean, because I've dealt with piano competitions where there are some pretty crazy criteria from these judges. And I think as a result, you see some judges reappearing at some competitions and not at others. So I think it's very, very important. You know, I've judged many competitions, you know, here at, you know, I'm in New York presently, and Juilliard, they would often have me come in, probably because I wasn't on the faculty and I didn't have any skin in the game. But those circumstances are, you know, usually pretty cut and dry. You know, there's a pretty clean sense of who the best on that particular day is. And sometimes it's a surprise. And so you have to really take into account the way people play on the day of the event and not, you know, not be aware at all of their past history or who their teacher is and stuff like that. It's very, very important to really address each performance on its own merits.
Okay, well, you and how many helpers will you have on hand to record the behind the scenes of the Stolberg competition?
Well, we have our producers, Tom Bagley and Tim Banker, will be on hand to deal with the personalities and recording. We have our sound crew that travels with us. We have our stage manager, Elizabeth DeVore, who is in charge of corralling all the kids. Our music producer, Aaron Nolan, who will be in charge of, you know, choosing what repertoire gets played on the air. So, yeah, we've got, you know, a nice staff of folks who are there ready to capture everything that we see.
Well, I hope you and the staff have a terrific visit in Kalamazoo. It's really nice to have you back again. And thank you for chatting with me today.
Really looking forward to being there. Thanks for calling.